Callisto's Atmosphere, First Evidence for H2 and Constraints on H2O, by Shane R. Carberry-Mogan et al. We explore the parameter space for the contribution to Callisto's H-corona observed by the Hubble Space Telescope, Roth et al. 2017a. From sublimated H2O and radiolytically produced H2 using the direct simulation Monte Carlo, DSMC, method. The spatial morphology of this corona produced via photo and magnetospheric electron impact induced dissociation is described by tracking the motion of and simulating collisions between the hot H atoms and thermal molecules including a near-surface O2 component. Our results indicate that sublimated H2O produced from the surface ice, whether assumed to be intimately mixed with or distinctly segregated from the dark non-ice or ice pore regolith, cannot explain the observed structure of the H corona. On the other hand, a global H2 component can reproduce the observation, and is also capable of producing the enhanced electron densities observed at high altitudes by Galileo's plasma wave instrument, Gurnett et al., 1997, 2000, providing the first evidence of H2 in Callisto's atmosphere. The range of H2 surface densities explored, under a variety of conditions, that are consistent with these observations is 0.4 to 1, × 10⁸ cm³. The simulated H2 escape rates and estimated lifetimes suggest that Callisto has a neutral H2 torus. We also place a rough upper limit on the peak H2O number density. This was Callisto's Atmosphere, First Evidence for H2 and Constraints on H2O, by Shane R. Carberry-Mogan et al.